you're ever in Texas, look behind you, because that's where Rangers are going to be. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Hey, one of my favorite shows growing up was Walker, Texas Ranger. Walker was my hero, and if you know anything about Chuck Norris, you know that Chuck Norris, man, I mean, you know, he's like superhuman. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of Chuck Norris jokes, you know. I mean, when Chuck Norris does a push-up, he's not pushing himself up, he's pushing the earth down. When Chuck Norris jumps in a lake, he's not getting wet, the lake's getting Chuck Norris. I mean, there's all kinds of things we could say about Chuck Norris, but the truth of the matter is, Chuck Norris was a beast of a Texas Ranger. But the show was based on reality. Apparently we have some people that like to honk while we're filming. Behind me and kind of around me is the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame to kind of memorialize the great things that real Texas Rangers have done. But you know, one of the things about the Texas Ranger Walker that I remember, there's one I used to always think, because you know, he was always doing the karate stuff and he had a gun on. He always had a gun on and he's always doing the, and I always was like, man, dude, Why are you doing all that? I mean, you just, it would be that easy. Like, why are you doing all the kicking and punching, and you could just, you know what I mean? Like, in one particular episode, there was this big old guy, like he's got muscles bigger than my head, and like he's just huge. And Walker comes around the corner, you know, and he pulls up and he's in his real cool Dodge truck with the flashing lights, and because, you know, that was what Walker drove. And so he pulls up and he comes around the corner, and this big old muscle dude with the shaved head comes around the corner, and he's like huge. He's like, I don't know, twice the size of Walker, even though, you know, size doesn't matter when you're up against Chuck Norris, because he's, you know, he's Chuck Norris. But dude comes around the corner and Chuck Norris takes one look at him and pulls his gun out. And I was like, finally Chuck Norris uses his weapon. You know what I mean? Now, what does all this have to do with anything spiritual? Well, I'm glad you asked. In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about the battle that we are in. And it's not against flesh and blood. Now, the truth of the matter is, a lot of us are fighting and wearing ourselves out. And we're not getting anywhere, when we've got weapons that would get us victory. Because the truth is, the battle that we are in is not physical in nature, it's spiritual. Paul said that the war that we wage is against principalities and powers and supernatural enemies. Enemies that we cannot see. So we're kicking and punching and doing a whole lot of unnecessary stuff, when the truth of the matter is, man, we've got something in a holster that God has given us, someone in a holster that God has given us, that all we've got to do is call out to for our victory. Can I just tell you today, one of the greatest gifts we've ever been given in a relationship with Jesus is the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray today that you'll cry out to God in your battles and ask Him to fight for you. That's an incredible gift. Hey, I cannot wait to show you where we're going next on this Texas Tailgate Talk Tour. But I want to encourage you, if you're ever in Waco, stop by Chip and Joanna's. Take out a second mortgage on your home and buy some home decorations. And then, come on over to Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and find out some pretty incredible history. Hey, I'll see you on our next stop next week. But until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the Tailgate Talk. Have a great week. I love you. We'll see you next time.